pencil sharpeners. Perfected over decades and thousands of patents,
every idea has been done, right?
I wouldn't be so sure.
Have you ever seen an explosive-powered pencil sharpener? Or what about one that sharpens Christmas trees? Or ones that sharpen using water, or a chainsaw, or a truck, or whatever the heck this thing is? You're in for a treat, because we're going to be doing all those things and more.
This may seem really random, but I promise that it's not. From time to time, I'll be doing something, and I'll think, this could sharpen a pencil. I don't know why I think this, but I've accumulated quite a list of possible ways to sharpen a pencil.
Some of these are going to be really hard to get working, especially that explosive one. I'm not sure if that's going to work. And then there's the question of which is best, so we're going to have my wife assign a definitely impartial score out of 10. And before we start building, there's a new addition that you need to understand.
I sit there. So, we have very exciting news, which is that we are expecting.
Expecting what?
17,000 pounds of raw steel, ready to be delivered soon.
Tools are not children.
I actually think it's a boy.
How can you tell?
This is a water jet. It's a Flow Mach 200, and it can cut through almost anything using water. And I mean anything. This is a 4-inch thick brick, but it'll also do steel, glass, plastic, rubber, you name it. This is going to seriously upgrade what I can make, and it's finally here.
What really makes these machines awesome is how nice the parts are you get out versus how much work it takes to make them. I can make parts on this machine in a few minutes that would take me all day to machine on my mill. These machines are not simple, but the general way they work is. They shoot extremely high pressure water out of this nozzle, and it mixes a sort of sandpaper grit into the water stream. The water pressure is so high that it gets the grit going supersonic, like Mach 3 supersonic, which is the speed of a really fast bullet. You can kind of think of it as a bunch of little bullets hitting the material, which is how it can cut through almost anything. And then underneath the stuff you're cutting is 3 feet of water inside of a gigantic tank. This stops the jet of water from just cutting through everything. It also captures all the dust from the stuff you're cutting and the grit.
But the coolest thing about this machine is this. It's 5-axis. It means you can cut angles, which opens the door to some pretty insane stuff you can do.
The fact that this machine can cut angles also means that it would make a really good pencil sharpener.
I just need to hold the pencil vertical, so I'm making this little pencil mount thingy on the water jet. This is a good example of cool 5-axis stuff you can do.
All right.
It's sharpen time. I didn't have the pencil perfectly centered, and there was a little bit of wiggle in my mount, but this is pretty good.
I think this might be the heaviest, biggest pencil sharpener ever. Having a water jet is a dream come true. I've literally been talking about these for at least 10 years. Just ask my wife.
How long have I been talking about water jets?
Forever.
And now that it's here, I'm just so excited. It opens up so many creative doors for part design and interesting things that you can do. And I can't wait to show you some of the things that I have in mind. It's really rare for me to use a pencil sharpener because I have a razor blade in my pocket pretty much all the time. So I just use that. All I do is just take slices while rotating the pencil and it gets sharp. This would be really cool to automate.
Imagine a razor blade attached to a motor and held at an angle. If you stick a pencil in, it'll slice it. And then if you twist the pencil, it'll cut a nice cone. But even cooler would be if we held the pencil still and the spinning razor blade spun around the pencil. I just need to design something that can actually do this. In retrospect, I probably should have just spun the pencil, but this is pretty cool. Almost all the parts are made on the water jet, which makes it so fast to make. I can cut 90% of the parts out of one plate in a few minutes. Making all these parts would have taken me a day or two otherwise. A lot of the parts for this go together kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. All right, let me give you a tour. This neat little water jet part holds the pencil in the right spot so you can slide it into the sharpener. And then this razor blade is spun by this motor, like this. The razor blade and motor can also be spun by another motor. Turning them both on looks like this. If you were a pencil, this is what you'd see before going into the sharpener. One really important detail is this. We need to get power to this spinning motor, but if I ran wires to it, they would twist and snap. This is called a slip coupling, and it basically lets the wires twist.
So all you gotta do is carefully slide this pencil into the hole of death, and it should sharpen it. There we go.
Why?
I was really expecting this to work better.
I spent way too long on this. I made things adjustable. I realized the razor blade was backwards. Don't ask. I also decided the risk to fingers was too high, so I added a guide. I was wondering if the design was fatally flawed. Why?
Guess what I just discovered? This razor blade is completely dull, which is a really good explanation for why it didn't cut anything.
This blade is actually sharp. I checked.
Alrighty. Here we go. Oh, that was close. That totally works, man.
But how good is it?
So we're gonna have my wife rendering her impartial opinions. Mine don't count because I think they're all the best.
We all know that's not true. One of these is gonna stink it up. Probably literally.
No, I don't have any sort of gas-based pencil sharpeners. Hopefully I connect the wires to this baby with the right polarity. Otherwise the baby will run backwards.
It's like, ook.
Come on.
I mean, it's cool. I'm not putting it in there.
Why not? I got a tourniquet.
Nah, you do it.
Now, you need to have a firm grip because it wants to eat the pencil.
This is why I didn't want to do it.
Wants to feed it.
I knew there'd be more to it.
Yeah, see? Kids will love this. Look at that. Isn't that awesome?
That is cool.
It's really weird. It doesn't cut the graphite. It sharpens to a bold point, I guess. She's gonna give it a score out of 10.
9. I'm shocked that you would score it that high.
-2 for graphite. I do not approve of the graphite stick. -2. Safety.
If you get hurt by this, you deserve it.
+3. Very fun to watch. Nice noise.
I really like chainsaws, probably a little bit too much, but I've been thinking that you could actually make a really cool pencil sharpener with one of these. The basic idea is if you hold a pencil at an angle, the chainsaw is going to cut a nice angled line, and if you spun the pencil, it will cut a nice cone, sharpening the pencil.
I designed a bare-bone chainsaw around this blade, which turned out to be a lot simpler than I expected. The basic idea is there's a little guide that you put the pencil into and twist it, and it should guide it to a cone. So let's get it made and see if it works. This is the most important part. It's what guides the pencil into the chainsaw. Otherwise, it's a steak knife-shaped chainsaw. It's driven by an overpowered motor, and the blade is upside down, so it pulls the pencil in. This is the part that I'm hoping will cut that angled line on the pencil and guide it into a cone shape. Unfortunately, it's kind of hard to see what's going on, but you can see it ejecting little pieces of pencil.
All right, now this will be in classrooms everywhere by next year.
Keep dreaming, man.
So what you do, pencil goes into the cone hole. You twist it like it's an old school pencil sharpener. And before you know it, your tip is pointy.
All right, can I try it?
I will control the speed. Button does nothing. The thing that the button would have done got fried. All right, just don't touch the blade. Wait, you need safety glasses. All right, ready? I see wood dust. How about that?
That's good.
Have you ever sharpened a pencil with a chainsaw before? Check that off the old bucket list.
Ready for my rating?
Am I the one writing the scores here?
Hey, these are really cool.
How do you like
that? How could I not like it? Are you kidding?
Wait till you see the last one. You know, wish you had more numbers to go up.
Pride goes before the fall. He thinks he saved the best for last.
No, I just know. I know what it's capable of.
So I've been thinking a lot about pencil sharpeners, and I realized I'm in a pencil sharpener.
I should probably explain. Imagine that I have a pencil dragging behind my truck. It's gonna wear down from rubbing against the road. If you held it at just the right angle and rotated it, the road should wear it down to a nice point. You could even make it hitch mounted. Basically a tiny little pencil sharpening trailer. We can hold the pencil about here so that the wheel can keep the pencil from slamming into bumps. Although if we break the tip, it's game over. So the pencil is gonna be on a sliding cart that feeds it into the ground as it rotates it. The details will make a lot more sense once we get it built.
All right, we have the tiniest trailer ever, and it is awesome. This part connects to the truck, and this is the trailer. The pencil goes right here, where it can drag against the ground at the tip. The pencil's held in place with this little belt, which also rotates the pencil, so it's doing double duty. And then the belt is connected to this gearbox, which turns a little gear on the backside, which feeds the pencil into the ground as it's being sharpened. I wanted to drive this gearbox with the spinning of the wheels, but it was kind of hard to connect it to them because the cart's moving back and forth. So I'm using a flex shaft to do this. This tube has a flexible rod inside of it that's free to spin. If I twist this end, the other end also twists. So I use this to take the spinning of the wheels and direct it into this gearbox. The only problem is that at highway speeds, these wheels are going to be going way too fast. It'll feed the entire pencil in like 2 seconds. So I added another gearbox which rotates about one time for every 200 rotations of the wheel.
That's basically it.
So it just goes near hitch like this. It articulates like this so that it can follow the road. And it articulates like this so you can take turns. That's it. You ready to sharpen pencils?
All right, here we go. Man, you cannot tell at all what's going on. This is very nerve-wracking.
Oh no, stop, stop, stop.
Everything is actually screwed in this time.
I don't want to go too fast. You cannot tell what's happening at all.
I think I saw something fly off my delivery boy.
I lose my tip? Oh, come on.
Good thing I brought an extra pencil.
All right. Got a new pencil.
Looks like it's still there.
All right, we'll check in just a second. What do you think?
I bet it's sharp, but about half gone. I think it works.
You think it's half gone?
What do we got?
It works. It totally works. Look, it's a sharpened pencil.
I never would have thought sharpening a pencil could be so cool.
I can't believe it worked.
Everything you dreamed it would be.
It was everything I dreamed it could be, and more. This may be the greatest thing I've ever made.
Don't make me bring up the kids again.
How would you rate this bad boy?
9.
9?
It's very cool and it's funny, and I like that it flew off. I mean, you do need a lot to operate this sharpener. You need a car, you need to be old enough to drive, have your license, and you need a hitch on your car. It's a tall order, my friend.
Maybe this is the pencil sharpener for driver's ed. It's come to my attention that these pencils are 0.27 inches in diameter. In some parts of the world, they might say they're 27 caliber. There's something else that's 27 caliber. It's almost like they intended for me to do what I'm about to do. If you don't know what these are little explosive blank cartridges that are used typically to drive nails into concrete. I've used these to do some pretty cool stuff in the past. And what I want to know right now is, can I sharpen a pencil with explosive force? Seems like there should be a way to do it, but I don't know.
Here's what I'm thinking. First, make a cone-shaped hole, and then smash the pencil into it really hard with explosives. That's it. This might just shatter the pencil, but I want to find out. I just keep finding more ways to speed things up with this water jet. The construction of this is pretty similar to the other explosive power things I've made. A lot of steel and a lot of strength.
Before I show you how this works, I need to tell you, do not try this at home. I know it looks fun, but there's a ton of analysis, testing, safety precautions, checklists, and other stuff that I'm doing to make this safe. So just don't do it and enjoy the video. All right, so with that out of the way, here's my design. At the bottom, we have the business end, which does the sharpening.
Inside, there's a pencil with a charge behind it, sealed in with a metal plate. To set the shell off, we have to hit the edge of it with some kind of pin. For safety, this design has a pin that's totally removable until you're ready to go. And then this entire thing goes into a track, which is used to set it off.
And then up here, we have a heavy steel hammer on a cart held by a pin.
When you pull the pin out, it falls, hits the firing pin, and sets the charge off. That will hopefully launch the pencil into the cone hole hard enough to make it pointy. Let's find out.
Three, two, one.
The big question is, did it do anything? And I am dying to see if there's anything inside of this. The pencil appears to have been destroyed.
I think this may be permanently stuck. It looks like the gas jet ripped the pencil apart. So I made a little plunger thing to distribute the pressure on the back of the pencil. I also made a way smoother cone so I can hopefully get it out. All right, take two, get your bets in.
Two, one.
Are we gonna have a perfect pencil or just a mess? Oh no. A pencil this long got completely shoved into this little tiny hole. Although the pencil is unremovable, it may have sharpened the pencil still. It's a nice part. I hate to do this, but I think what we need to do is cut this in half and see what is going on inside.
It has no tip, and there's not even any graphite at the front. It looks like when we squeeze the pencil down, the wood has to go somewhere, and that's pushing the graphite back up into the pencil. I tried a couple more times and got the same result. I don't know what I was expecting. I also made this so we could see what was going on. It didn't help. Although something incredible happened.
It explosively removed the graphite from the pencil. I didn't think that was even possible. This has been driving me insane. I went completely off the deep end trying to make it work. I'm not gonna go into the details because it didn't work, but I'll give you a little taste because it was kind of interesting.
I convinced myself that what I really needed was more complexity. It turns out I did not. I was trying to progressively form the pencil tip with a moving form, but the pencil just can't take the forces. I did a really good job of fitting a round peg into a square hole though. I went down a rabbit hole with a paintball marker trying to not destroy the pencil, but that didn't work either. I actually gave up and had my wife rate my not-so-functional sharpener, which did not go well.
But I just realized what I need to do. It's so simple. I don't know how I didn't think about this before.
I can keep the graphite from sliding back by changing the geometry of the pencil tip. So let's make it. All right, here it is. I think this is gonna work.
Three, two, one.
Did it work?
Yeah, I heard a little pss.
This one's sealed well.
All right, moment of truth.
Oh my God.
It's got a point. Let's see if we actually get it out without breaking it. this will totally write. It has a stick with a point on the end. Technically, this is a sharpened pencil. So...
do I get to write with it?
You could write my tiny score.
Six out of ten. I wanted to write more. Yeah, I thought that was generous. Look at... there are better pencils out there to be had.
6 out of 10.
I'm a tough critic.
It's amazing how blood, sweat, and tears will turn something this junky into something that you think is the greatest thing ever. Just because something that's really hard to do, it doesn't mean that it was good.
True that.
And the worst thing of all, they probably won't allow this one in schools.
Lathes are pretty cool. They make round stuff by cutting it while it spins. So of course sharpening a pencil on a lathe is a very obvious idea. It's also boring. But there's another device called a pantograph. It's a very special arrangement of pivoting linkages that does something really cool. If I put a marker over here, it's gonna mimic whatever I do with this pointer over here, except scaled down. What if instead of a marker, we put a cutting blade on this, and then we combined it with a lathe? Then I could trace fancy shapes and cut them into the pencil tip as it spins. I took that twinkle in my eye and converted it into something that I can actually make, and this is what it looks like.
If for some reason you want to make this ridiculous pencil sharpener,
all the design files are available for free. I made them in Onshape, and there's a link in the description where you can sign up and get them. I definitely want to make it, so let's do it.
Let me show you how it works. So the pencil goes in here, and then I made a little cutting tool on the grinder, which goes in here.
And when the pencil spins, it'll cut into the wood. I'm driving the whole thing directly with an outrunner to hack my way around having belts or a gearbox. And this is the pantograph. Any movement I make over here is mirrored by the cutting blade over here, except it's scaled down by a factor of 4. You make a little pattern with whatever shape you want to cut into the pencil. You load that into the pantograph and trace it with this little stylus. The pattern can be moved in any direction so that you can get it to cut in the right spot.
All right, let's give it a whirl. That's so cool. It totally cut. It totally works. It's so fancy. Oh, man.
All right, we gotta see what the wife thinks of this.
Looks like it takes up a lot of space for something you don't do all that much.
You ever heard of art? Coffee table thing. It's a conversation starter. It's like one of those big books. Don't just plunge the blade in. Use your good judgment. I'll work the throttle. All right, give it a little rev.
No!
Well, let's finish. See if we can at least get a cone going.
I mean, the tip is very nice and pointed.
Most pencil sharpeners don't require training, but this one might. Let me show you what this thing can do.
Oh, that's so cute. This was a good idea. Look how good that is. It's your crowning tree.
What else could we do?
Perfect sphere. I want a ball. Ball tip. My contribution. I like it already.
It's a ball.
Ball.
Oh, Whoa. Yeah. And it works great.
And if you were wondering, it also works on erasers.
All right, you've seen a ballpoint pencil, a Christmas tree tip. Looks like you're getting creative. This is better than the whatever one you gave 10, the chainsaw.
I can only go to 10.
I told you you would wish you had more numbers.
Chainsaw is still pretty cool. So what do you think of it?
What do I think of this thing? I think it's pretty cool.
What if we sharpened a pencil in reverse? The tip would be pointing the wrong way.
Sounds useless.
From the lady who wanted me to make a ball. Well, we're gonna make that in just a second. Engineering is awesome, and if you're amped up to get out there and learn so that you can do awesome stuff too, you need to check out this video's sponsor. It's a really useful tool called Brilliant. So I've been a fan of Brilliant for years. It's a tool that makes learning technical stuff way easier, and it really does. It works way better than it should. And what they do is they'll take a complex subject like software algorithms, and they'll present it in an interactive way that has you solving actual problems. Combining theory with problem solving is such an effective way to learn. And they have so many courses. I mean, just look at all these. Math, computer science, data science, physics. You used to have to go to college for this stuff. Some of the topics can be really complex and intimidating, like calculus, but they break them down into a series of bite-sized steps that build on top of each other. This keeps things from being overwhelming, but it also makes it really easy to do a little bit of learning every day, which is how I've learned a lot of what I know. I try to spend at least 30 minutes a day learning something new, and it doesn't feel like I'm doing that much, but it's insane how much I've learned over the years. I think it's because your brain is like a muscle. If you work it consistently, you get gains. So if you want to level up technically and learn a bunch of interesting new stuff, check out Brilliant. You can try it for free for 30 days to see if it works for you. Just go to brilliant.org/stuffmadehere or click the link in the description, and the first 200 people to do this will get 20% off their annual premium membership. Finding ways to keep learning new stuff is one of the most important things that you can do. So I hope you check out Brilliant, and that's it. Thank you, Brilliant, for sponsoring this video, and thank you for taking the time to check it out.
Time to sharpen a pencil backwards.
It's very precarious.
It really wants to snap. Finish pass.
It's like you shot a pencil with a bow and arrow into the back of another pencil. It's
the Robin Hood. Modern art, baby! The fact that this can just make whatever you want, as long as it's round, is pretty cool.
Anything you can imagine that's round.
It also can't have undercuts, at least not the way I've designed it. There's a lot of limitations. There's a lot of stuff it can't do. But it can do basically anything. As long as it's something that this lathe can do. We just need a title for this. What if this was a piece of modern art, what would the...
Christmas in Australia. Oh, come on!
Right, we're done.
Oh. Why not?
I didn't say if Reddit named it